Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for December 12th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. Apple has started discounting the HomePod in the UK by £50 as part of a new holiday promotion, reducing the price from £319 to £269, but only for Apple Music subscribers. Customers in the UK reported receiving the promotional offer through an email campaign today with promo codes that knock £50 off the price of the HomePod in the UK, offered from now through December 16th. We haven't seen the same campaign reach the US yet, but retailers have been selling HomePods for $100 off in the US, with the $349 smart speaker going for as low as $249 brand new throughout November and December. And Bloomberg reports that Apple is targeting the launch of its subscription news service based on its acquisition of the magazine subscription business Texture as soon as 2019. Bloomberg adds that some publishers are wary of signing on to Apple's subscription news service, however, due to how much revenue each subscriber would be worth to publishers. And in China, Bloomberg reports that Apple could consider moving iPhone production out of the region if tariffs on U.S. imports reach 25%, something that's possible with the current trade war between the U.S. and China. And in South Korea, ET News reports that Apple may be planning to use a new touch-integrated OLED screen on 2019 iPhones to make the overall phone thinner and lighter, something Apple hasn't really obsessed over since the iPhone 6 got thicker with the iPhone 6S in 2013. New technology made by Samsung would integrate the touch panel layer into the OLED screen layer, but the new tech is expected to be constrained next year, which means it's only going to be on higher-end iPhones, most likely. ET News says the technology isn't expensive to produce, however, so it could reach more iPhones when it becomes more available. And there are several new and notable app updates today, starting with Verizon, which now supports dual eSIM activation on iOS through their My Verizon app. Nike Run Club now supports every complication slot on the Apple Watch Series 4 watch faces, thanks to a new middle complication on Infograph Modular that shows featured runs and run summaries, including route, distance, pace, and duration on one complication. DJ has an all-new version of its iOS app out today that merges DJ and DJ Pro for iPhone and iPad in a single universal app that includes lots of features for free and pro features through a new subscription option that replaces paid upgrades. And Things has a new version of its iPhone and iPad task management app out today that supports dark mode on iOS with options for both dark gray and true black. And finally, a comment on the Wait for AirPower, Apple's special wireless charging mat that it previewed in 2017 and promised to release sometime in 2018. As we approach the middle of December, it seems increasingly likely that Apple will finally share an update on the state of AirPower, something it hasn't commented on even once since the sneak peek at the iPhone 8 and iPhone 10 event last year. In my piece today, I break down a few scenarios that we're likely to see and how, ranging from AirPower actually shipping in December, which doesn't seem likely, to Apple either delaying AirPower to 2019 or even indefinitely. At any rate, we should finally know more about AirPower before the month ends, hopefully. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.